Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about some abiding moments. That was real powerful. If you just if you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. Mm-hmm. Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life you'll just have peace in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that. So Pat, what's God saying to you, man?
Well, it's interesting. You were just saying that in regards to, you know, just doing what he said. Because I was reading in Matthew this morning about Jesus talking about the wise and the foolish builder, the difference between the two. You know, the wise builder, he says, you did what I said, basically. He says, in verse 24, it says, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and actually puts them into practice is a wise builder. But basically, you're building your foundation on the rock. Mm-hmm. The foolish one is the one who builds on the sand. Basically, is one who doesn't do what he says.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the big difference. And I'm just meditating on that.
So just hearing it doesn't do anything.
No, you just don't hear it. You got to actually do it.
You got to be a hear-do.
Yeah, be a hearer of the word and do the word. That's what it says in James as well.
How many people just hear, and it's like, and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like it wasn't retained.
They're like the spiritual NSA. They're just gathering more knowledge, more data.
It's like, that's just another teaching, what is, are you going
to You
do
expect
something?
Me to do this?
Yeah. It's like, how many books? I mean,
why is there a moment at the altar every time that something is spoken or preached? How come somebody's saying, well, let's pray about, you know, it's like, because we're supposed to respond to what God just said.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
There's something he expects of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, just really meditating on that, you know, and examining my own life, you know, what am I, and what sand am I, is there anything in my life that's sand that's falling through the cracks? You know, is there something I'm not building a foundation on? What am I not listening to? What am I not paying attention to? You know, just, you got to examine your life. You can't just keep going, you know, just blindly mm-hmm. without, you know.
Well, you can.
Well, you can, but you're going to fall with a great crash, which is what he said in verse 27. Well, you know, when the storm comes, the rain comes,
wind.
The streams rise, mm-hmm. and the winds blow against the house, it fell with a great crash.
Right.
You know, we don't want to fall with a great crash.
No.
Right.
You know, especially with everything that, you know, we're responsible for with our families and ministry and, you know, because we don't want to bring a black eye on the kingdom of God.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's my goal.
I can imagine what it's like to be able to God to ask us to do something and we don't even do it. And then he asks us again and we don't do it.
Right.
And then he asks us again. And don't. I could kind of almost empathize with some of that. It's like, am I repeating myself here? Am I saying the same thing over and over again? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. It's like, why is that? And it's like, maybe that's what we're doing with God. God's saying the same thing. It reminds me of Acts when they were asking the disciples to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. And they said, listen, we must obey God over men. But just think about it. How many people without any threats, because they were being threatened, you know, for what they were doing, which is preaching in the name of Jesus. And they said, we must obey God. So they were committed to obedience. It wasn't like, hey, I don't like what you're saying, so I'm just going to do what I'm a biter. I'm going to do what God says. And what it is somebody just rebelling against whatever's going on. But it's like, imagine what that's like, you know, in regards to that, and say, you know, and if that's how we feel when what's going on, and knowing we don't know anything in the context of we're following God and he's the one that knows, how dangerous is our outcome? Like you're talking about, how dangerous is the outcome and the crash if we don't, you know, do that? Don't do what's being said.
Not going to be good.
Yeah, because he says hearing what he says to the church, you know, knowing that he's leading, this is what's going on.
Yeah. Well, the waves are coming. They're going to come. Jesus said, in this life you will. Not you might, maybe, possibly. Not if you're good or bad or whatever. You will face tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
But cheer up, I've overcome the world. You will face, you know, problems. And oftentimes you don't know what the house is built on until the trial and the tribulation comes. And then you know if you've been able to withstand.
Well, you won't know until it hits.
Yeah.
You won't know until it hits. And that's your faith is, you know, building on what God says. And in disobedience is literally not putting a nail in where it needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Disobedience is not putting a board where it needs to go. Disobedience is not putting a storm window in and just throwing something in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's those right. type of things. Disobedience is, you know, somebody says, yeah, I'm still building, but it's like, but every single thing that God is saying, how it needs to be put together is so important. Because it's got to be able to float. It's an ark. It's mm-hmm. got to be able to float. And so when you think about it that way, you know, that you can build real good upper superstructure to your ship, but if you didn't build the bottom good, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a diving
that's right.
a tourist attraction.
It's going to be a reef.
Reef. That's it. It's going to be a reef.
If you use a blueprint, God's blueprint, you know, and start using your own,
right.
it's not going to go well. We're like, what did you build there? I built right. something, you know.
Well, the thing is, too, is that when we don't walk in obedience to what God has said, we don't do it, then what we're really doing, we're just taking our own counsel in the context of that. And which would be?
Pride.
Right. And it comes before a
fall,
which is a great crash, right?
Yeah, great crash.
And so it's just a matter of like, oh, my goodness. You know, I've got to listen to the Lord. You know, what is he saying? And you look at it, I mean, how much of the church today is taking on the mindset of the world where we're operating out of worldly wisdom instead of wisdom from on high.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's so many people operating in the world's wisdom, he talks about it in James, that everybody else is doing seems right.
Mm.
But the truth is that heavenly wisdom is peace loving and kind and submissive and all these different things. I mean, it's the context of structure and order. And but you think about an army, I don't know if you were there when Steve was giving that quote. Sunday was pretty good about Marines. The only person that understands a Marine is a Marine himself or the enemy. That was pretty good.
Interesting.
But then he says also that the only person who understands somebody on the front lines in ministry is somebody on the front lines or the enemy.
Mm.
Nobody else is going to understand.
Mm. All right.
But if you don't understand, you're on the front lines. You know what I'm saying? You know,
you're a target.
Yeah, you're a target, but also the fact is that, you know, and the enemy understands you, then it can come crashing mm-hmm. with a great fall. And I remember Rick Joyner's vision that he wrote, The Final Quest. And he said in there, when he saw these different armies and the spiritual battles that were going on, and he saw that great men of God were taken down by two demons of pride.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Armies got taken down by armies taken down by two demons of pride. And it's like, that's when we become self-reliant and we start, you know, stepping outside of what God is saying. But when I think about what Peter and James said in Acts chapter 4, when they were being threatened, you know, about don't follow God, don't do what he said, because this is what Jesus said. He said, go preach the good news. Go tell everybody about me.
Mm-hmm.
Go tell them about the resurrection. Go tell them that I'm alive. Go mm-hmm. tell them that all authority has been given unto me. Now go. And so, which means for them to obey God is for them to go. How many people are now walking in obedience to the Great Commission? Because it's not a great suggestion. God's called us to
That's
go.
Right.
How are you going? Can you articulate how you are going? And this is how we should be, the very same way. We should be able to say, you know what? I'm walking in this walk with the Lord, not just so I can personally survive, but how I can lay down my life for the cause of advancing the kingdom of God. And he tells us to go into all the world and tell everybody about him. And the enemy's going to rise up. He's going to say, don't do this, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes even our own counsel. But this, we got to be just like James and or Peter and John and just say, you know, I've got to obey God over man. I got to obey God over man. It's going to be real difficult to be able to make that decision. Quite often it's the high priest
mm-hmm.
that's telling you the opposite of what God wants you to mm-hmm. do. Right?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
It was the religious folks that was telling you. telling them,
yeah,
you know, don't do what God's called you to do. Thank God Peter and John didn't listen, and they prayed for boldness.
Amen.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.